Immigration bosses are looking into the case of a Green MP's partner to ensure no special treatment was given regarding his visa application. Ricardo Menendez-Marge flew to Mexico in December to care for his sick parents and returned with his partner, who had recently been granted a six-month visa. National MPs today questioned Immigration New Zealand over the decision, but the Greens are confident everything is above board. Here's our Deputy Political Editor, Craig McCulloch.
Since the borders slammed shut last year, many couples have found themselves separated, struggling to bring their partner into the country, with application after application declined.
One New Zealand doctor went to live in Israel for 6 months, working at a hospital, was only domiciled there, nowhere else, with his partner for 6 months, hasn't been able to bring her back.
National's Erica Stanford came armed with such stories to confront immigration's top brass at Parliament this morning, and with one purpose, to find out why, despite such strict settings, a visa was freely granted to the partner of Green MP, Ricardo Menendez-Marge.
So there was no special treatment given. There was no surprises. It was just a run-of-the-mill. It met the instructions. That's what
I think we're looking a bit confused about this because we're not familiar with it.
Carolyn Tremaine is the chief executive at the Ministry of Business, Innovation and Employment. Greg Patchell is the head of immigration. They were not across the details of the case, but confirmed that such a visa would typically require an applicant to be living together with a New Zealander. And it is a high bar. The rules make clear that sharing accommodation during holidays does not qualify.
If a couple were domiciled in two houses in two countries and they simply stayed with each other on holiday every now and then, would that not then meet the living together instruction?
In the situation that you described, that probably wouldn't meet the criteria.
And that's what's piqued National's concern. They want to know why Mr. Menendez-Marge's partner was given the go-ahead. For his part, the Green MP says they followed all the correct processes. Everything was above board. He and his partner delivered a package of information to prove they met the criteria of a genuine and stable relationship. His partner was invited to apply on December the 3rd. On January the 11th, a six-month visa was granted.
It's a really, really scrutinising and thorough process that you're put through, which includes quite intimate information.
That includes details about their living arrangements. Mr. Menendez-Marge says they were able to prove they had lived together prior to the pandemic in Mexico.
We lived together for several months and obviously enough for Immigration New Zealand as well to be satisfied. It's an incredibly rigorous process.
The head of immigration, Greg Patchell, says he will do some further research into the specific case, but on the face of it, he's not concerned.
Well, not especially because often all you ever hear is one piece of information. There's a whole series of things that need to be taken into account.
Is it something that you think you need to go back and have another look at?
I'll certainly ask the question, yeah.
And that means, for now, the story is unlikely to go away. From Parliament for Checkpoint, Craig McCulloch.